Daf is Daf Mem Ches. So we got to the last three lines of Mem Zayin Mem Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Katan Parach Mezamner Lav. What the Katan Parach? So Rashi explains the last Rashi on the page here. Parach means Shehevi Simanim Velo Balach Lal Shanav. He has a Simanim of maturity, of puberty, but he's not 13 yet. So even so, but he's Parach. He's he's developing quickly, so he's probably to fly, to jump, so he's growing, he's maturing quickly. That person, even though he's not really gadol, he can count as part of the Zimun. So Tanya Nami Hachi, the Brisa says the same thing. Katan Shehevi Shtei Saros, Umezamna Love, Katan, even though he's not 13, but he does have Shtei Saros, you could count him part of the Zimun. Vishalo Hevi Shari Saros, Ain Mezamna Love, and if he doesn't have Shtei Saros, he's not part of the Zimun. Ve Medaktik Katan, we're not medactic in the katan. We don't analyze it so much. So Gemara said, wait a second. How gufa kasha? Amris, the Brice initially had said, Hevi Shei Saros, then in, Loivi Lo. It depends whether it's Shei Saros or not. The other tiny, but then it says afterwards, a medactic katan, that we're not medactic on the Shei Saros or not Shei Saros. So are we medactic? We're not medactic. So lasui my love, is it not to include lasui katan pareach? That a katan, Rashi says in the top of Mem Ches Min Alaf Lasui Katan Parech She'ei Medakin Bo Im Balach Al Shanam Olav. We see that a boy is maturing. He's but we're not inspecting Rish Dei Saros. Mahin Shanim Yigimel Shanim V'Yomechad. So we see from here that we're not medaktik so much. Are we medaktik in Shei Saros? We're not medaktik in Shei Saros. So the Gemara says V'Les Hilchasa. In the end of the day, the Gemara says V'Les Hilchasa Kivase. We don't pass in this way at all. I'm sorry, so again, the Gemara says that even though depending on Shei Saros, it's not a stira, we're saying that Eimedak means that if we see that he's maturing in such a way, we let him count. We don't start checking whether he has Shei Saros or not Shei Saros. That's the din of Rabbi Yochanan, and that's the Brice. That's the case of a Katan Parach, a maturing Katan. So the Gemara now says, top line here, Hilchas v'les Hilchasa k'chol hanishmaisim. All the halachas we talked about yesterday, which they explained back in Daf, Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, all those different halachas, of who counts as part of the minyan, who doesn't count part of the minyan. All those others, Gemara says that Amar Rabbi Yochanan, sorry, Ella ki yad Amar Rabbi Nachman katan hayodei l'mi mevarchin mizamna lov. We don't go based on the age. We go based simply on we don't count an aron. We don't count a Shabbos. The lach is that if there's a child who knows lehayodei l'mi mevarchin to whom he's blessing, that's mizamna lov. Then we count him as part of the zimun, even though he may not yet be a gadol. So Gemara has a maisa. How do you know Yodei Lamim Avarchin? How do you know whether he knows who Hashem is? So by the Rava, have a Yasvei Kami the Rabba. They were sitting in front of Rabba once, and Amar Lahu Rabba says to the two individuals, Rabba, Amar Lahu Rabba, Lamim Avarchin, who are we blessing? Who's Hashem? Amar Lahu Rachmana, we're davening to Hashem. Rachmana Heicha Yosef. So he asked, where does he sit? Where do you find Rachmana? Rava Achvei Lushmei Talala. He pointed up to the ceiling. Abai Nafik Libra, Achve Kap Ishmael. Abai walked outside, he pointed up to Shemayim. This is when they were younger. So Amar Lahu Rabba, Rabba says, Tervayichu Rabban Havis. Both you are going to be great rabbis. Vahainu Dami Inchi. That's what people say. Botin, Miktafe Yadir. When you see a little gourd, already when it's younger, you could see the sharpness, you could see where it's going to develop. You could see a person's potential already from the young boy. So the fact that in Gethras it seems obvious, but back then it wasn't, pointing up to Shemayim and pointing up outside to Shemayim, these are two indicators that they're going to be great people. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, B'rei Rav Shmuel, Bar Shilas Mishmei, sorry, yeah.
So Katan Poreach is somebody who's obvious that he has to see Aris, or is somebody who we think he has? Meaning, when it says Katan Poreach, is somebody that was already, like, you don't have to check him?
You see mature. You could see from the outside a person that develops.
Really. I assume that he has
exactly. So Amar Rav Yehuda, B'rei Rav Shmuel, Bar Shilas Mishmei, Derav, Tisha, Achlu Echad, Achal Dagan. Nine people ate Dagan, they ate bread. And v'echad achal yark, one ate vegetables. Mitzdarf, and that's able to count as a zimun. Even though only nine ate bread, you can mitzdarf the tenth guy who ate a vegetable. So Amar Rabbi Zeira by mine mirav Yehuda. Shimona ma, what if eight of them ate bread and two ate vegetables? Shiva ma, what about seven who ate bread and three ate vegetables? Amar lei lo shna, there's no difference. So Shisha vay lo mi barle. That's why he didn't ask the question. Why not? So why don't you ask if six had a bread and the four had vegetables, why doesn't that count? You have rove people who had bread. Shouldn't that count just like 9, 8, 7, all counted as part of the minyan? Amar lei Rabbi Yirmiyah, Shapir Avdas Dilomi Barley. It was good, Rabbi Yirmiyah says that you didn't ask that question. Hasam time am I? Why by 9, 8, and 7 who washed were able to count to 1, 2, and 3 who had vegetables only? Because Mishum the Ikaruba, because they're Rov. Bahachanami Ikaruba, here as well, it's Rov. Meaning, why take it the next level? As long as you have Rov, so Rov is there. You have 6 people who had bread, so 4 people have vegetables. That should count as part of the Zeman. So good thing you didn't ask the question. But the Gemara says back, no, V'iyu Savar, Rebbe Zeir didn't ask the question because Ruba the Minkar, but you know, you need Rov that's recognizable. So if I've got 7 who ate bread and 3 who ate vegetables, it's clear who ate the bread. That 7 versus 3 is a very serious majority. But 6 ate bread and 4 ate vegetables, the majority is much smaller there. It's not so obvious. And for that reason, even if 6 ate bread and 4 ate vegetables, you would not make a zimun with Elokeinu, because you need Ruba de Minkar, you need Rova that's recognizable. So that's why I didn't ask the question of 6, and that's how we paskim. Gemara now has an interesting ma'isa now. Yanai Malka, who Malkasa, Yanai was a melech, and his queen, Krichi Rifsa Behadeh Hadad. They were eating a meal together, having bread together, and it was time for benching. And Yanai, again, his situation was interesting, but he wanted to bench. Umidakatalhurabanim, but he killed all the rabbis, and Lohava Le Inish Labruche Lo, no one was able to bless. He wasn't able to make to bench, and there are no rabbis to bench. So Amr Huludvesi turns to his wife and says, Man Yavlan Gavra de Mivachlan, who's going to now give lead benching for us? So Amri Lay, so she says to her husband the king, Yane Malka, Ishtabi Li, swear to me, she says, Di Maisinalach Gavra, if I bring a man to you, Dilo Mitzarla, you won't cause him any sorrows, you won't kill him, you won't pain him. So Ishtabile, so she swore, he swore to her, okay, you bring me a guy who could bench for us, I won't do a thing to him. So I see say Lishimon ben Shetach Achul. Her brother was still alive of the great Tzadikim, Shimon ben Shetach. So she summoned him to the palace. Osve ben Didei Lididei, and they had to situate him right between the king and queen. A little awkward place to sit, but he had the king, and he had the Shimon ben Shetach, and he had the queen. So he was sitting amongst the king and queen. And Amr Lahu, or Yanai Hamelch, says to Shimon ben Shetach, Chazes Kama Yikra Abdilach, see how much cover we're giving you. Look, you're sitting up on the thrones with me and my wife, me and your sister. Amalei, Shimon ben Shetach says back, he wasn't shy. Lav atka mokis, you didn't show me any kavod. Elo oraisahi the mokili, it's the Torah that I learned that shows me kavod, not you. So get over yourself. The chesiv, it says in the pasuk, sil salea ustrom mecha tichabdecha ki sipechenim. Because all the toil, the romness of the Torah is what shows me kavod, not you. Amalei, he turns to his wife now, and while Shimon ben Shetach is sandwiched between the two of them, you see, he's not accepting my kingship. He's denying my greatness. So all right, she ignored him. So they handed Shimon ben Shetach a kos so he should bench. And the problem was he didn't eat. He wasn't mitzarif. And how do you bench without eating anything? So how do you leave benching? How can I make a bracha? I didn't eat yet. So baruch she'achal yanai v'chaver mishalo. How do you? That's a bracha you say. Blessed be Yanai, that doesn't make any sense. So Shasi Lahu Kasa, he drank it. He chugged the cup of wine. Yavle Kasa Achrino Bach. Then he gave him another cup of wine, and then he said a bracha on that other cup of wine. Okay, so there's a bit of a question because he didn't have any hamota here. And the din is that the person, let's say, you have two people eating bread, and a third person having wine, you have a zimun. But the person who had the wine can't leave benching. He didn't bench. So I'm not sure how you got out of this problem. I didn't get a chance to look into it. But somehow he's able, at least he ate something. At least he could say, she'achalnu now, and lead the benching. So the Gemara then says, Amar Rav Abba Bered Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Shimon ben Shetach David Legarmu David. What he had done, that he was mostly others in the bracha, even though he wasn't mishtatef with the bread, he only had the wine, he did it for himself. I mean, no one else holds this way. That's against halacha. So you can only be motzi others if you actually had bread. You could be part of the zimun, but you can't be motzi them. So how Shimon ben Shetach did this is unclear. It goes against everyone else, but that was his particular shita. Or maybe there's a certain kula because he was in the presence of the king. Maybe his life was in danger. So Gemara asks the question, Meisiv. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Allah, the Hayes of Iman. Let's say a person climbs on top of one of the beds and he sits down with others who are already eating. Afilo tiba imam ela betzir. Let's say he only dips and has a little bit of, what, like fish oil or something? Fish brine?
Vegetables and brine.
Vegetables and brine. That's all he had. He didn't have the bread. V'loach imam ela grogeres achas, or a little one piece of dried fig. Mitzarf, he could be part of the zimun. So we see that even though Rabbi Yochanan said before that unless you have a dagon, you can't be part of the minyan, here we see that having even vegetables, brine or figs, can be part of the zimun. And the Gemara says, no, it's sarufei mitzarev, Everybody agrees you could be part of the minyan of 3 or 10 by eating vegetables, by eating fruit. That's allowed. Mitzarif is allowed. But to be motzi the rabbim, to lead the benching, that would be incorrect until a person actually had a kazayis adagim.
Because he was very clear on the mind.
No, but Shimon Shatach.
All
right, okay. Yeah, so. So then the Gemara says, Itmar nami amar achina bar Yehuda mishvei de Rava afilu lo tavim am el betzir. So he says the same thing, even if all he had was some vegetables dipped in some fish brine, v'lo achay mam elek rogeres achatz mitzarif. However, v'lo hotzis rabim dei chavasim, eino motzei achi yochel, because I was dug. And the same exact thing we just said. So bottom line, amar Rav Chana bar Yehuda mishrei de Rava, hilchasa, achal ala yarak, you have a vegetable, a leafy vegetable, v'shasa kosha yayin, a cup of wine, mitzarif lahotzi, mitzarif. However, lahotzi and emotzi ad yochel kazayis dagan. So this is a psak halacha. What Shimon Shatach did was unclear. Either he felt differently, or again, maybe shasa dechak, he had no other choice. Gemara now says, Amar of Nachman. Nachman says, this is going to give us the whole history of how benching came about. Moshe tikan the Yisrael bir chasazan. B'shah sheyar lehem man. When man came down, he was masakin to say bir chasazan. Interesting discussion comes up. So that implies that he said a bracha on man. So what bracha did you say on eating the man, bracha rishona? So some said, whatever food you want it to be, that's a bracha you'd say. You want it to be a vegetable, so it's an adama. You want it to be a fruit, that's an eitz. Others say, no, it's the, Merami Pano explains that you said, imoti man, or moti lechem min shemayim, some nusach like that, you say that the bread that came from above. So the difference is what the bracha rishona was. But for the bracha achrona, Moshe misakin the bracha of hazan esakol. So then, Yehoshua tikin lehem birchas ha'aretz, the next bracha of benching, no delecha and al ha'aretz. And b'shah shenichnesu la'aretz, when they entered into Eretz Yisrael, so they started including the significance of Eretz Yisrael. And David and Shlomo together tikinu bonei Yishalayim. So those are the first three brachas throughout history. David tikin ha'yisrael amcha v'ayushlam yirecha, he added in those phrases in Rachimna. Ushlomo tikin al-bayis ha'gadol v'akadosh. Each establishment that they created, they added. So Yishalayim was attributed to David, and the Beis HaMikdash was attributed to Shlomo. Hatova Meitiv, the fourth bracha, which we already discussed, according to almost everyone, was only a din derabanan. There's one there that was a deraisa. We assume, like others, it was a derabanan. That's why we don't say the Beis HaEvel. We don't say it the workers. So, B'yavna Tiknu, that was established in Yavne. Keneged Haruge Beisar, those that were murdered in Beitar. Damer of Masna, Oso Ayom Shenitna Haruge Beisar Likfura, the day that the authorities allowed the deceased of Beitar to be buried in, so that Tiknu B'Yavna and Yavna, they established, that's where the Sanhedrin was, Hatova Meitiv. Why Hatova Meitiv? What's a double good? Hatova Shlo Hitzrichu V'Meitiv Shenitnu Lekfura. One is that the bodies didn't go bad, they didn't decompose quickly, they didn't, and number two is that they were granted permission to bury the bodies the proper Kavotame. So this is the whole history evolution of the reciting of benching. The Gemara now says, Tanir Rabban, the Braisa tells us, say their Birchas HaMazon Kachi. This is the order of benching. Bracha Rishona, Birchas Hazan. Shnia is Birchas Aretz. Shlishish is Bnei Yishalayim. Revius is Tova Meitiv. U'b'Shabbos, what do you add on Shabbos? Maschil B'Nechama, U'Mesayim B'Nechama. What it means is you begin with Rachim Nun in the beginning, that's Nechama, and you finish off Bnei Yishalayim, Nechama as well, and you stick in the middle, which is what we do, Omer, Kedushas Hayom B'Emsa, you say Ritzei in the middle of Rachim Nun and Uvnei Yishalayim. So then the Gemara quotes another opinion, that of Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Ratzel Omer B'Nechama, Omra, Bibirchas Aret, Omra, Bibirchas Shetikna, Chacham Yamna, Omra. Rabbala says you could say it wherever you want, except for the first bracha, you have the option of saying it during the second bracha, the third bracha, or even the fourth bracha, do as you please according to Rabbi Eliezer. Chacham come along as a third opinion, Chacham Omrim, Eino, Omra, Ella, Binecham Bavad. You have no option. It must be in Rachemna, no other option. Gemara says, Chacham Hainu Tanakama. Isn't that what the Tanakama says? That you have to put it before, between the Nechamas? And the Gemara says, Ikabanayu, Bidyavid. It's Bidyavid. According to Chachamim, Bidyavid, if you said it elsewhere, it wouldn't work. According to the Tanakhama, had you said it elsewhere, the Chachilu, you shouldn't, but Bidyavid, you'd be Yotzeh. We paskin, I think we paskin like Chachamim, that Bidyavid, if you didn't say it there, it wouldn't be good. Gemara now says that Tanu Rabbanan, Minayin Lebirkas HaMazon Min HaTorah. How do you know benching is from the Torah? So we all know the pasuk. Shenemar v'achalta v'zavata uvirachta zo birchas hazimun. So that's the birchas of zimun of the rabbosai nevarich, and you know that hagdamas we do when there's three people eating together. Es Hashem Elokecha zo birchas hazan, the first bracha. Al ha'aretz zo birchas ha'aretz. That's the second bracha. Ha'tova zo bir bonei Yerushalayim. V'cheinu omer ha'har tov hazeh v'halavonon. That we refer to Yerushalayim as a tova. And asher nasan lach zo ha'tova meitiv. So that's according to the brisa of the different sources of the different sages of bracha. So now there are a few different questions here. One obvious question is tova meitiv. Why is there a pasuk with tova meitiv? We said it's only a din derabanan. But we did say that there are opinions that it's it is din deraisa, or this could simply be in a smachta ba'alma. So then that's the first opinion of the Brisa. Then the Gemara says, Ein li ela la'achorav. I only know that there's a mitzvah to say bracha after benching. Lefana minayin, how do you know you say bracha before you eat food? And this we've seen before a couple times already. Amris kal v'chomer kishu saveya b'varach. When a person's full, satisfied, he should thank Hashem. Then certainly kishu roiv. When he's starving, he should certainly, lo kol shagen, should he not say bracha prior to eating as well? Rabbi Omer, Rabbi comes along and says, Ein no tzach, you don't need the kal v'chomer. Because it's really based on the pasuk. And this is a marmak we're going to find that even though kemat everyone holds that a bracha rishon is only a din derabanan, there are two opinions that it's a deraisa to my knowledge. One is that we said what's the reason why there's a bracha rishona? Back in Laman Hey, we said because asa la'adam she'anim in olam b'li bracha. You can't get anah without a bracha. It's a svar. So Pnei Yeshua there on the spot says, svar is a deraisa. The Gemara says often, not often, several times the Gemara says, kra, svarhi. Why do we need a pasuk? It's a svara. Which implies a svar is able to substitute for the need for a pasuk. A svar is a din deraisa. So there is a Pnei Yeshua, I believe, on Daf Lamed Hey, which says the bracha rishona is a deraisa based on that svara. We're going to now see the position of Rebbe, who implies it's also a bracha rishona is a deraisa based on the following drashas. So Rebbe Omer Eino Tzarch. You don't need the kal v'chomer that a bracha rishona is said. He learns as follows. V'chalt v'sevat v'riachta zu birchas hazan. It's the first bracha benching. About birchas hamazon, Birchas Hazimun, rather, you don't need a drasha because you already know that. Minigalu Lashem Iti Naf. We learned that from a different drasha from earlier, from a few days ago. So you don't need for a second pasuk. And therefore, Al Haaretz is Zu Birchas Haaretz. That's the second bracha. Hatova Zubone Yishalayim. Bechenu Omer Haaretova Zeh Balavonim. Hatova Meitiv Biyavne. So Ainli Ella. So now that's different sources for the four brachas of benching. Ainli Ella Bracha, Ainli Ella Lachorv. I only know the bracha after benching, after eating. Lefana minayin, how do you know you say bracha before you eat? Tamalom asher nasan lach. What does that mean? Misha nasan lach. When it's given to you, you must say a bracha rishona. So this is a mar makom in the Torah, a concept that there's a deraisa idea of saying a bracha rishona. Comes along now Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Eino tzach, you don't need that pasuk. I've got a different pasuk that bracha rishona is sourced in the Torah. Harehu Omer, it says in the pasuk, Uvare uveirach eslach mecha v'smemecha, and Hashem blessed all your bread and all the water. Al tikre uveirach ela uvareich. What's the difference? Veirach is blessed. Vareich is you should bless. It's a tzivoy. Read it as uvareich l'joshua is. Ve'mesai kari lechem. When's it called bread? Kodum yishechlenu. You call bread before it's eaten. It's bread now. So the pasuk is telling me, Uvareich eslach melacha, bless before you eat the bread. That's the source of bracha rishona according to Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Nasan Amar, Eino Tzach, you don't need that pasuk either. He has a different source. This is a pasuk in Nevim, however. Harei Omer, it says in Shmuel Aleph, Kivoachem ha'ir kein timtsuno. So when you come to the city, that's how you'll find it. B'term yale ha'bemasa, before you go burn on the bama, lechot eat it. Ki lo yochal ha'amad bo, the nation won't eat it until you come. Ki hu yivarech ha'zevach, achrei kein yochal ha'kirum. You'll make the bracha on the zevach, on the carbon, and only afterwards will you eat it. So we see from here that there's an idea to say a bracha before eating. Now,
are these two things midaraisa? I mean, meaning when he's medaik, it's not uberach, it's uberach.
It's a drasha, yeah.
It's a drasha.
Yeah. We don't assume this way. We really assume based on the svara. But just look at this Rashi. Rashi, this piece is not so comparable. Because if you look at Rashi, the left, it's around 10 lines down. He says, Kihu yivarech hazevach, v'achari kein yochlu akrum. You say the brach on the zevach, then you eat it. Rashi interprets this to mean, l'medcha sheton levarech lefnei achila, before you eat it. Ala zevach omer baruch asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu lechol zevach. It sounds like Rashi is referring to the birchas ha-mitzvah, not the birchas ha-nenim. So this is a concept, according to Rashi at least, that a birchas ha-mitzvah might be a deraisa also. Now this is really, again, as I said, a pasuk in Nevi'im and Shmuel Aleph, but there is such a concept in the Tanakh as saying a bracha, a birchas ha-mitzvah, just like there's a concept of saying a birchas ha-nenim. Okay, the Gemara now says that, the Marsha asks this question, by the way.
And therefore, what's the difference between a mitzvah and a birchas
There are two different concepts. There are two different brachas. There's no source from this that there's a brach b'yachas enenin, according to this. So then the Gemara says, "V'kol kach lama, what's the need for all this?" That's not a mitzvah. There's no source in the Torah, we said. These sources now, they're bringing sources here. That's a svara, but that svara may or may not be the raisa. Fine, so then the Gemara asks a question that, "V'kol kach lama, so why do you have all this long arichas with regards to the naros, that the way they were talking?" So this is referring to this previous discussion with Shmuel Aleph, this whole conversation going about the women, how they're talking so much. So it was Osek and Shaul, and then they're looking for the donkeys that got lost, and they got to the city, and they're waiting for Shmuel. This is when Shmuel had actually appointed Shaul to be the Navi, and they encountered a number of women who were outside drawing water from the well, and they asked them, "Where do we find Shmuel? Where's the great Tzaddik Shmuel here?" And they said, they told him where to find him. And then there's, apparently a long conversation going on here. So the Gemara says, "Lefisha nashim dabrani yosein." Women speak a lot. That's just the Metzias. They know how to talk. So I think the Gemara in Kedushin says that 9/10 of speech was taken by women. So there's a concept of women speaking a lot. So Shmuel, what? Yeah. So Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says, "Kedei listakel b'yafio shoshol." So the reason why, because they wanted to look at Shaul, because Shaul was beautiful. Not because they were talking a lot. They saw Shaul had a beautiful face. So they carried the conversation on longer to see his image even longer. And it says in the Pasuk, "Dichsiv, Mishichmo v'mala gavo mikol am," that he was above and beyond everyone else in the nation, spiritually and even physically. Rabbi Yochanan said that Lefisha ein malchus nogas b'chaverta afilu kim lo nima. Because they had to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated this whole event, he had to delay the empowering of Shaul, because the din is, you can't have one kingdom begin until the other one's over. And the time hadn't yet come. Even like for a second, for it to overlap for a second, can't happen. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had orchestrated this long conversation until the exact moment was ready for Shaul to take over being king. So back to the conversation. Now the Gemara says, "V'ainli ela birchas hamazon, I only know of true a benching after you eat, but that beforehand and after when you eat, that's fine. But birkas haTorah minayin? How do you know that you're supposed to say a bracha before learning?" So Amar Rabbi Shmuel, "Kal v'chomer al chay shah mivarech al chay olam haba lo kol shkein." A person says a bracha on chay shah, on enjoying this world and physical needs on gashmius, certainly there should be a bracha before enjoying the spiritual needs of the world. Rabbi Chir bar Nachmani Talmido shir Rabbi Shmuel, Omer Mishum Rabbi Shmuel himself, "Eino tzarich, you don't need this. Hare Omer," the Pasuk already says, "Al ha'aretz ha'tova asher nasan lach," on the land that was given to you. "Ula halano hu omer ve'etna l'chas ha'luchos ha'evin ha'tor v'mitzos." So we see here it says, "Nesina by the land, asher nasan lach by the land," and it says, "Nesina by the Torah." So we have a gezer shava, just like there's a bracha for eating that which comes from the land, so too there's a bracha on eating that which was given from the Torah. Rabbi Meir Omer, "Minayin shekishem shemivarch al ha'tova kach mivarch al ha'ra." Now, a different topic now, but it's based on the same pasuk. How do we know there's a mitzvah? Just like there's a requirement to bless Hashem on that which is good, we always have to bless Hashem for that which is bad. Even though it looks bad, it's really good. We just don't know it. So what's the source? Tamalomar, Asher nasan l'cha Hashem l'kecha, that which He gives you. He gives you this, Dayancha b'chol din shedancha, bein midat tova, bein midas peranis. Whatever He gives you, you have to say a bracha on everything He gives you. Whether that seems to be good or bad to you, it's all from Hashem, and therefore make a bracha on all types of events. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, "Eino tzarich, you don't need a pasuk of birchas haTorah from what we mentioned above, because Harei Omer, it says in the pasuk, chalta v'zat v'rachta, it says, alaretz tova, and tova zu Torah. So in the pasuk itself, v'chalta v'zat v'rachta, describes the word tova, alaretz tova, that's a reference to the Torah. How do we know tova is Torah? V'cheinu Omer, ki lekach tova nasati lechem, I gave you a great purchase, the tova, haTova zu Hatovah bin Yerushalayim, v'cheinu Omer, hahar tova hazeh v'alavanon. So we see from here, so again, earlier we thought the word Tova meant for Bnei Yerushalayim, but according to this opinion, that Tova is a reference to Limud HaTorah, and that's how we know the person is supposed to say a bracha on Limud HaTorah. Okay? We still have time, actually. Okay, it's still early. Harry went down to prepare. So the Gemara then says, Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, kol shalom Omer eretz chem Tova uruchava, birchas ha'aretz, or malchus Beis David, but Yishlaim lo yotze yidei chavasa. There's certain phrases in benching that a person were to skip, he's still yotze, but there's certain phrases that are essential to one's fulfillment of benching. So what are those? So if you don't say Eretz Chemda Tovah Rechava, that the great, beautiful land that's so plentiful, you're not yotze the bracha of Birkas Eretz. If you don't mention Malchus Beis David also, in Bonei Yishlaim, you're also not yotze. Nachim Hazakin Omer, Tzach Shizkor Bebris. You also have to mention Bris. We have to mention Abrischa Shechazam de Bivsarenu. Now, this is very important because we have the Gemara Daf Chaf Om Nebeis about whether women are chayv in benching or not. What's the meaning that women would not be chayv in benching? One of the reasons were is Machokas between Rashi and Tosvos. So Rashi says because since Eretz Chemda is necessary as part of benching to mention the land, and women don't have a chelek ba'aretz, women are pater. Tosfos says no, because you have to say al-brischa, and women don't have a bris, so that's why they're exempt. Either way, one of these opinions that this phrase is essential to benching, that's different reasons as to why women might be exempt from benching, at least on a deraisa level. So then it says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, tzarech sheyizkor bo ha-Torah. They have to mention Torah as well, al-torascha sheyil ma'atana, which is also women are pater from, another reason yet why women might be pater from benching with their isa. Plimi Omer, Tzarech sheyakdim bris the Torah. In terms of the order, the sequence of events, you have to mention brischa before Torascha. Why? Shezu nitna b'shalosh brisos, that it was given with three brisos, v'zu nitna b'yudgim brisos, because the Torah was given with three different covenants, three different treaties. But the brismila was given with 13 brisos. You have to look in the Gemara Nedarim, which delineates the 13 krisos that exist, or 13 brisos attached to brismila. So brismila is more binding, if you will, than the Torah itself. So that's why I mentioned bris before Torah. Rabbi Abba Omer Tzach Shiomar Bar Hoda Tchila V'Sof. You have to mention Hoda, no Delach on the beginning. You have to mention Al Kulam Hashem Elokeinu as Anu Modim Malach at the end. Vapoch is those who want to have less than two Hodas. Lo Yivchos, he shouldn't be less than two Hodas. Me'achas, Isha, he shouldn't be less than Me'achas. V'cho Apoch is Me'achas, Harezeh Meguna. So we have to mention the concept of the Hoda twice in benching, and those who are diminished from that is not a good thing. And then those who conclude the bracha Baruchat Hashem Man Chila Ratzos Bebirchas Aretz or Moshias Yisrael or Bebonei Shlaim Hareze Bor, these are nuschos we don't have, they're incorrect. Apparently there was some tradition to have these types of chasimas. Those who do that are entirely incorrect. And V'chol She'enu Omer Bris V'Torah Birchas Aretz, those who don't mention these concepts in Birchas Aretz, the second bracha, V'malchus Beis David, V'bonei Yishalayim, Lo Yatzu Dei Chavasi, does not fulfill his obligation. And finally, Mesaila, this supports what we said above, the Rebbe Eli. Damar Rebbe Eli, Amar Rebbe Yaakov Baracha, Mishum Rebbeinu, Kol Shelo Amar Bris V'Torah Birchas Aretz, Malchus Beis David, V'bonei Yishalayim, Lo Yatzu Yidei Chavasi. Okay, we will stop here.